Hi friends, welcome to the Mom Adult Wife Life Podcast. I'm your hostess Brittany, and each week we'll be gabbing, bragging, and unpacking about life. So grab yourself a drink, get yourself comfortable, and get ready to be inspired. Welcome everybody. So it is Valentine's Day. I have another podcast that I did, and I am in the process of getting it ready, and I just don't want to post it yet. So I'm going to give you this one for now, and I just want to talk about my fucking week. My week with my children who I love so much, and they are the most amazing little humans in the world, but fuck the whole bullshit of like, I have every single day I wake up and I have to make them food, and it's like I'm constantly, and I know that it's like quote unquote my job, but like I'm just sick of it. It's fucking Groundhog Day. I'm living in a Groundhog Day every goddamn day, more so now with COVID, right? And so my biggest thing that I've noticed with my children is that I am having to really find a way to get them to clean up their shit. Like, pick up your goddamn fucking toys. Okay, first of all, I just want to say, I think we have far too many toys. And I've been trying to purge, and I keep purging toys, and I keep finding toys. And I'm like, where do these things come from? Why do they, it's like they hide them somewhere. So the new thing that I've noticed is a timer. So I've started setting timers for asking my kids to clean up stuff. And because at first it's like, I asked my son Mason, like, Mace, like, clean it up. And he's just like, yeah, well, and he'll sit there and he'll literally fuck around and trying to avoid doing what I'm asking him to do, which honestly is just like, I'm not into it. Like, I have no patience for it. And I'm like, listen, you know, we are going to pick up our toys. We're going to put them away and everything's going to be, because like, I don't mind you making a mess. Like, that is totally fine that you're going to dump out your toys. You're going to make a mess, and I'm willing to help you clean up the mess, but you have to, like, I'm trying to teach him how to understand that that's the concept. Like, when you make a mess, you need to clean it up, because I tried to explain to him, said, you know, like, I am the house bitch, and I don't say that to him, but in my head, I'm like, housemaid, and I'm like, bitch in my head. Whereas, like, I pick up after three people in the house. I cook for them, I clean for them, I do their laundry, I fold all their clothes, I do all of the stuff. And so, having a landmine of toys, and my children have just found Lego. Lego has now come into our house, and it was our fault for buying it, but they got introduced to it through a family friend, and they fell in love with it. And it's great because my oldest is really into building things. He wants to create things and build things. I'm like, fuck yes, let's build things. I actually found somebody online had a big tote, like, and when I say a tote, a big one, for $200. And I was showing, I think I sent it to her, and she's like, that's way too much money. I was like, do you understand how expensive it is to buy Lego new? And with that amount of Lego, we could build chairs. Like, we could build tiny cities. And that's what I want to do, because my son's not in normal kindergarten. We removed him due to everything going on. I was like, it's just not going to be a thing for us. So I have been trying to replicate daycare or like kindergarten to a degree. The other day I set up some bouncy castles, which was super, super neat. And then we did some volcanoes outside in the snow, and we went tobogganing. And I'm trying to do things, but I'm also really trying to take some time for myself. And when I say take some time for myself, I mean, I'm trying to take 15 to 30 minutes a day and just like go for a little walk, I make a coffee and I will just walk around our block, if that's the case. Because it feels like lately, and I think it's because we're in like balls deep into this winter bullshit, that it's like, I feel like I can't fucking breathe. It's like, we want to go outside. Of course we want to go outside. But it was minus 17 on Friday. And I was like, or on Saturday. And I was like, yeah, so we aren't going to go outside because that's way too fucking cold for me. So there's been that. And also, this is probably going to be way too much TMI for you, but I want to know if, as a woman, I have noticed that as I'm getting older, it's like, I feel like everything, like, just everything has become so much more difficult to overcome. And I think it's maybe because it's the like lack of sleep from having children, because you have babies and you're like, they're so wonderful. They're so cute. Oh my God. And then after the first month of having this beautiful little newborn that you're like, oh my God, he's so amazing. He's so great. Look what we did. And then you're like, holy fuck, this thing destroyed me. I had my son, my first son, and I gained a ton of weight, and I'm not even kidding you, all the weight that I gained, I think killed my joints. Like, my knees are fucked now. They are so sore. And like, going out in the cold, I used to just be all willy-nilly, like, no big deal. Like, I can go out there and it's great. It's not too cold. And now I go out in the front porch to get wood for the fireplace, and I'm like, holy fuck, I need to get a parka on. It's so cold. Like, I just sound like the most, like, I was going to say, like, a winter Karen. Because I just sit there and I'm like, what the fuck? I love wintertime, but in the last few years, I've just noticed that my body has just been, like, a whole bunch of nopes. Just saying nope. But what I was going to mention about TMI, I'm just going to dive right into this. So, like, if you don't like talking about things that are, like, kind of gross, just, like, stop right now. Because I have had a problem since I've had my second child. And it's, like, it's such an odd thing because I've thought about posting it in mom groups. And I'm like, how do you post in a mom group about yeast infections, right? So ever since I had my second son, I feel like my hormones have changed so much, especially since I'm still breastfeeding, that I get yeast infections, not even joking, every single time my period's coming. And it's like normal, according to my doctor. He's like, yeah, like, women, as they get older, like, that things happen because your hormones change. I'm like, oh, wow, thank you so much for just letting me know that I am getting old. Because this never used to be a thing. I never used to have to worry about this issue. And now I do. And I feel like, you know, I've had a couple of my girlfriends actually reach out to me. And not reach out to me, but, like, bring it up in conversation. Because I am that friend where, like, you want to talk about poop, you can talk poop with me. And puke, you can talk that. Like, I'm that person to talk about those things with. Because I'm like, I will go there. And they're like, yeah, like, I feel like I'm getting a yeast infection. And, you know, like, me and my husband, we haven't had sex in a month, and I'm like getting yeast infection. And then I look at my app, and it's like, period's due in 5 days. I was like, of course it is. Of course it is. Like, wonderful. Like, I'm at the point, like, we're done having kids, and I just want all the, like, uterus and things gone. I want it all gone. I'm done with it. You can just go away. I have periods that are completely pointless now because we're not having any more babies. My husband got snipped. Oh, fuck. Could you imagine? That would be my worst nightmare. There's a girl that, there's a friend of mine knows this lady, and she had her tubes tied, and her tubes came undone. And she actually ended up finding out that she was pregnant, and her tube, like, clamp or whatever came off. And I was like, holy shit. Like, I've been debating going to get my tubes tied, not because I'm worried. Sorry, I'm yawning. I'm so tired. Not because I don't want more kids. I would love to have more kids, right? I just feel like my 32, almost 33-year-old ass could not survive the sleepless nights. And just, because when you have a baby, it's like, I've told all of my friends ever since having my first, I'm like, listen, because a lot of them are in their 20s, just turning 30. I was like, you need to have your babies, like, soon, because you hit your 30s and it's like a bad hangover without drinking all the fucking time. Like, you stay up and you have a few beers, which normally old you would be like, I can drink a 6-pack over, like, the course of a night and I'm fine. You have 3 beers, you go to bed at 12, and you wake up in the morning and you're like, I fucking hate my life. And then you have these tiny little, like, crotch goblins that are screaming at you, I want Cheerios, and like, I want to watch this show. Like, holy fuck, my kids, they just sit there and they fucking go off about their shows. My one son is obsessed with dinosaurs. My other son is obsessed with Blippi and Halloween. Halloween is like a big thing for my youngest, and pumpkins. So now I had to go out and buy. I had to buy seeds for pumpkins because we need to grow our own pumpkins this year because I'm teaching again because we're not doing school. We're doing homeschooling, and homeschooling, we're going to be doing a really cool garden. So I spent the money on it. But my son, every time I go grocery shopping, he's like, comes running down the stairs. He's like, pumpkins. And then he like rips through all the bags and he's just like, I got a squash, and like squash and pumpkin, like they're in the same family, right? And he got so, oh, I'm sorry, guys. He got so excited, so excited. So it's just like trying to figure out ways to navigate this homeschooling thing, keeping them busy, and, you know, also trying to be that like cool mom, which I don't really give a fuck about. I don't know if it's a cool mom. I just want to be one that's like, that keeps my kids in like interested. I want them to be interested in what's going on. And it's like, it's driving me nuts because it's so cold outside and I feel like we're stuck in the house, that we're watching so much TV. It's gotten to the point now where I've resorted to playing like Blippi off of Spotify because it's just like, we cannot do any more TV time. Like, we just can't. And then my poor husband, he works three different shifts, so he's like constantly just like a walking zombie because he's just like, he goes from days to afternoons to nights. I leave him with the kids and they're just like, they don't give him a break at all. They're just like on him, like wood on rice. And he's Captain Patience is what he would say all the time. That's like his favorite quote. But my poor children are just like, they just hone in on like your last nerve and they fucking river dance all over that shit. They're just like, oh, is that your last nerve? Let me just, and they like do fucking jumping jacks on it. So I've started giving my kids like recess, quote unquote. So 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes in the afternoon to get them outside. Sorry, I just had a drink of my beer. To get them outside. And so that's been kind of my me time, which has been phenomenal to just have that break. And so we're now moving into like the end of February. We just came out of lockdown. We have all these parents that are like uber upset about the fact that they are canceling March break, which I get. I understand why they're upset. I just don't. This whole thing, we want the kids in school because they're falling behind and it's better for their mental health to have the routine, right? And so what I would do is like, I feel like there's a few options. Like, you keep the kids in school because I think it's better for them to have February and March in class learning. And after Easter, we'll have the March break then. We'll probably have a delayed come back. So if people should just be prepared for that at this point. But what I would do is like, you could either, we have how many teachers are not working? We have a lot of substitute teachers and whatnot. And I'm thinking in my head going, okay, so we could either rotate March breaks throughout each region and have substitute teachers rotate and do learning. But I guess they would be going into like different schools and stuff, but it's just like, I'm trying to figure out ways that you could keep the kids doing their schooling. They still get their break, but the teachers still get their break too. And like, that's what I thought of, is like, we could just rotate the teachers out with their substitutes because they're exhausted and all the parents are wanting the kids in class. And a lot of parents are like, oh, the teachers are complaining. And I'm like, you know what? The teachers are complaining. The fucking parents are complaining because the kids are home. Everyone's complaining. Nobody has it better than the next. Now, I will have to say that being homeschooling, like doing our own thing, because in Ontario, they're the only province that I'm aware of, because I honestly haven't looked into any other of them. I just know there's not many places in Canada that will allow you to homeschool your children without having to, like, notify the government. You just, like, don't send them. You just do your own thing. And so that's what we've been doing with our oldest. And if this whole thing continues, like, there's a very real possibility that he might not be going. He might not be going to a public school anytime soon, because it just feels like it's never, it's, it feels like the old normal that we had, where we would all go to school and, like, what we all know, like, that idea that we have is all gone. Like, that's not coming back. And I think that's the biggest thing that people have to, like, grasp at, is, like, or wrap their heads around. And then also we have all these lovely anti-maskers that are just such a joy to be around and witness. And I have people that I know that I'm friends with that are anti-maskers, and I don't see them. And we've had a few debates, and I don't debate with them. I'm just like, well, this is what I believe. And they're like, well, this is what I believe. I'm like, okay, well, you're allowed to believe that. That's your right to have your opinion. I have my own opinion. And I think that this is probably not going, having somebody say to me, the government's going to give us an injection and give us, and they're going to microchip us. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking in my head going, you realize that they already have you. Like, they have all of us. All, like, we all walk around with cell phones. We all have Facebook. We all have Instagram. Like, they don't need to microchip us because we're not that important, right? They have everything they need on our mobile devices that they can probably access, right? That's way easier and way less complicated than trying to do mass vaccinations. I had somebody say that, you know, we're going to have sterilization. That's what they're trying to do. And I'm like, that's not, how is that going to benefit? Because if you sterilize a mass generation, then humans stop, like, having kids, and then the race just dies out, right? That makes no sense. That would not be beneficial to anybody at all, right? So it's been a really interesting week on the Facebook, I must say. And I saw that they have not found Trump responsible for the riots, and they didn't charge him. And I just, that whole thing, I don't even, like, talk about or discuss, because it's so messed up. I'm glad that he's not the president anymore, because honestly, it's been so nice not having to see in, like, news about the United States and their president. It's just been such a nice change. So, but yeah, I feel like with everything going on and being home with my kids and feeling like I'm just walking in circles. It's just like, my fucking days are hard and they're long and they're lonely. And it's like, I'm stuck with me, myself, and I, and my kids, obviously, and my husband. But it's just like, I just really can't wait until we can all just decide to go away for a weekend and not worry. Because that's all that's in the back of my head, is I have the few people that I will see when we're allowed to, because I know they're not seeing a bunch of people. But it's like, this whole situation has been so hard on people's mental health and what's going on with them. And it's just, so many friendships, relationships, like, you're seeing so many new sides of people that if this would have not happened, you would never have known that these people had these thoughts. And it's just, I really hope that we can all figure out a way to kind of come back to working together rather than finding reasons to be against one another, because life shouldn't feel like you're constantly having to walk up against a river, right? Like, it shouldn't have to feel like you're constantly, like, struggling to keep moving. life isn't supposed to be like that. And I've learned that a lot of the stuff that happened with me is like my own chaos. It's the stuff that I'm creating. Like me, I'm stressed out. So I'm putting hurdles in front of myself to come create things to be more difficult, because that's what I do. That, like, I'm a fucking professional at overcomplicating things. And I feel like a lot of people are doing those same type of things in their day-to-day lives, and it's making it really difficult for people to just continue to cope, because it's just like New Zealand's going back into a lockdown because they had a family that tested positive for COVID. One family. And that's the difference, is that everyone keeps referring to how New Zealand has handled things. But if they did that here, and how they have such strict laws, that shit would not fly. People are already upset because they have to wear masks. I don't give a fuck about wearing a mask. That is not even the, like, I don't care. Do not care. I enjoy it. It's cold outside. My face is warm. I can stick my tongue out at people and make faces, because why the fuck not? I need to entertain myself. Hello. And my kids now, when they see me wearing a mask, and even my winter mask, that's like a big like thing. My son was like, I want one because it keeps his nose warm. It's something that we're all going to have to learn to deal with. And it's a matter of how well we want to teach the younger people, like my children and stuff, like how to adapt. We have to teach them how to pivot. We have to teach them how to like not want to fight everything, because honest to God, like I can't see how people are thinking that this whole I get that people think that they're trying to reduce the population, and like if that was their goal, then they obviously succeeded. Or people are saying, you know, we don't have the flu. There's been no flu cases. Well, no fucking shit, Sherlocks. We haven't had any flus. You know why? Because we are a disgusting race. We had to be told and had to literally be forced to stay home and wear masks and have sanitizer all over the fucking place, and have people wipe down our grocery carts, right? Because before this happened, you would go in, you'd grab a grocery cart or like a basket, you grab your food, you wouldn't hand sanitize and wipe things off and do the, like, we didn't do all those other steps. So you are literally combating all the other germs. And you know what does concern me is we are doing all the sanitizing, we're doing all that stuff. And I would love if somebody is like into science, like anything like that, to maybe like drop me an email or inbox me on Instagram, mama.wifelife, because I really want to know, with all this stuff, and like we're killing all these germs and whatever, but what happens when we are just over sanitizing and over, like, we're going to end up getting rid of all the germs, and we need germs. Like, germs are like, I'm going to tell you right now, my kids, when they go outside and they were babies and they would like eat dirt, I was like, you eat that dirt. Mm-hmm. You eat it. Like, I'm that type of mom, right? They fall and they hurt themselves. I'll be like, is it broken? Do you need me to cut it off? And they're like, no. I'm like, okay, well then carry on. Like, is there blood? Yeah. Is it squirting? No. Okay. Carry on. Carry on. Like, but I feel like germs are really important. Like, I think that we need it for our natural system, right? And so that's a concern. But I think that with COVID, it's not going away. It'll probably be the new flu. And we'll probably have a vaccine that we have to take every year. Like, we do the flu shot, and people will get it. And that's how we'll have to just adjust. Like, we'll have to, again, pivot. We're going to pivot. Masks are probably going to be here for a while, which, again, is fine with me. We only really have to wear masks in stores, which is fine. Or in the wintertime, because in the summertime when I was outside doing stuff, I didn't wear masks. In the wintertime, yeah, I'm putting on a mask and walking down the street, not because I'm scared of somebody walking past me that might have COVID. I'm doing it because my goddamn face is cold and it's minus 20 outside. Right? I choose to see the positive side of things. And that's my, that's how I look at it. Right? I get to wear masks and my face is like warm, and I get to have cool masks. Right? I have a whole bunch of them. I have a whole rack at my front door. So So yes, that is the end of my rambling. I am sorry. I will have the podcast up with my guest co-host. Hopefully, I might even post it tomorrow as like a bonus. But I wanted to give you guys something because it was just not working out the way I wanted it to. And a lot of people are anticipating me releasing something. So that is what I'm doing. So just know that I will be back and I will be supplying you with some more content. And I'm going to sign off now because I am so tired and I want to finish my beer and maybe have a shot and go to bed. So, all right, guys, I love you and have a fantastic night. Bye.